Welcome back here to Tell a Band to Go Home. My name is Jeff Robson, your host, pre-recording for you in the basement. And this is the second hour of the, 897th episode of this program? Approximately. Which means that we're going to have to figure out some kind of, celebration in a few weeks here. What are we going to do for 900? How are we going to have the appropriate party in a pandemic situation? I don't know. What do you want to do? Should I do some more stats? Should we have some big guests? Should we do some best of? What should we do? Let me know. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Love to hear from you. Or if you have any, you know, favorite moments from the past 896 episodes or feedback on this 897th episode. Always happy to hear from you. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Of course, I got another program called Fly With Your Shadow that I'm pretty proud of and having some fun with these days. And I had dropped an episode the other day with Toronto singer-songwriter Shauna Caspi, and she talked a lot about her her career and this new song of hers, which if you've ever struggled with anxiety, I think this song just will hit home for you in a big way. And I hope you appreciate that you're not alone. And you know, those of us who have fought the fight understand. And you know, it can get better with a little bit of help, maybe some good music. So I want to play that track again. It's called Lay Low Shadow. It's from the new album Hurricane, coming from Shauna Caspi. And I talked to her about, you know, you plan this record, you work towards it, and you're ready to go, and it's a pandemic, and what do? So we'll get her to tell you about that after we listen to the song one more time, because it's so fantastic. This is Shauna Caspi on Tell the Band to Go Home.
I don't want to take you home, let you move in with my fear. You drove away my good years. And every time I trip up, that's your cue to reappear. I know I'm drawn to the familiar. You're not welcome here. Sometimes you surprise me. I'd outgrown. It wraps around my ribcage. Every pocket's filled with stones, and I'm resigned to wear it. But I ache all through my bones. Lay low, shadow. I know my heart.
So what's the plan? Are we just waiting, you know, for this thing to die out, and then we're going to go back to the old release tour kind of idea, or what are we going to do here?
Yeah, I wish I knew. I'm stressing about that these days. I had planned the release for this album with the assumption that there would be no touring connected to it. And really, I'm focused on the songs and the artwork and just connecting with fans. But I love playing live, and I want to go back to that. What it looks like now is it's unlikely that I'll be touring in 2021 at all. But I am starting to look at 2022. But it's kind of weird, and I don't know. Just no one knows what's going on. Touring is something that you have to plan so far in advance that it's hard to know what to do right now. So I'm kind of waffling about it at the moment. I do want to play live, but I'm not entirely sure how that's going to work.
Even since the record, have you been writing more new songs? Have you, you know, sitting around waiting for this thing to come out? Is there a whole wealth of new material as well?
In my case, I tend to write in cycles. And usually what happens is I'm on the road and I can't write because I'm just not one of those people who can pull the car over to the side of the road and scribble my genius ideas on paper. I'm just in a totally different mindset when I'm touring. And so usually I would go months and months without writing anything because I was touring, and then I would come home. I'd take a few weeks or a couple of months and just stay home and write and do that in a cycle. What happened because of the pandemic was, first, I was really, really focused on making the record, and that was a lot harder to do because of the pandemic. It took up a lot of my brain power just doing that. So I wasn't writing. I was just focusing on recording. And then since the album's been done, I've been doing all of the publicity myself, which is a choice that I made for this album. And wow, it is a ton of work and has been taking up my brain power in that way. So for me, it's just I'm not in the right place, but I can definitely say that the pandemic itself has contributed to that as well, because I haven't done anything in a year and a half. I haven't seen anyone. I haven't talked about anything. I haven't experienced anything. I haven't seen any new scenery, and just not having experienced life for the past year and a half, I feel has really affected my desire and drive to write, but I really hope that comes back again.
Nothing comes apart like a mother's good heart when her boy's been living rough. She lit another candle for his soul, but it was never enough. She came here looking for peace in all her worry and grief, calling up to heaven and hoping for a little relief. She bowed her head like the good book said, trying hard to settle up. She cried, "Oh, won't you put me back together?"
Something there from Shauna Caspi from her album Forest Fire. Man, that's an unfortunate title right now. That's called Never Enough. That was recorded by and produced by our good friend Don Kerr. And what a great sounding record. That's magnificent. And before that, we heard something from her new record, Hurricane Coming, Lalo Shadow. And I encourage you to check that out. Shauna Caspi, that's Shauna with a W, S-H-A-W-N-A, Caspi, C-A-S-P-I.com. You can also find more of that conversation and links to her website and much more at flywithyourshadow.com. And yeah, hopefully you'll check that out. Now, speaking of powerful songs that just get you right in the gut, our old pal Jonathan Bird shared this song the other day from a band that that I love. I haven't listened to them in quite some time, obviously, though. He shared this song, and I've just been I got kind of obsessed with it. First with trying to figure out the chords to play. It's tricky. I can't quite do it. I want to. It's harder than it seems. And second, just because the words are so powerful. I think I've listened to it 10 times over the past few days and got me seriously down the wormhole rediscovering this band again. And so I want to play a couple from this duo. They're from, they're from Montana. They made most of their time and career in Minnesota. Now apparently they're back in Montana again. They're called Story Hill. And this is a powerful record from their self, or powerful song from their self-titled record called Give Up the Ghost. Listen to this thing.
There's no plot, no one's out to get you. You think you're drowning, but you're not. I would never let you. They closed the paths. Now there's no way to get through. Can you hear me now? You're cutting in and out. It's just the humming of the highway. Don't know where you're running to. Don't know how to help you. Storm is coming. Find your way back to the shore. I've loved before. Your way, I tried to find it for you. The brighter day to clear your name. The thing is where you are and where you're going is the same. I haven't seen you in a while. We could hook up somewhere later.
Don't know how to help you start.
give up the ghost.
Song you
strong and rest yourself neath the strength of strength. No voice can hope to hum the ocean wild like an organ played. The seaweed wove its strands, the crashing waves like cymbals clashed against the rocks and sands. Lay down your weary tune, lay down the song you strung, and rest yourself neath the strength of strength. No voice can hope to hum. I stood unwound beneath the sky, and clouds unbound by laws, the crying rain like a trumpet sang, and asked for no applause. Lay down your strong, and rest yourself neath the strength of strength. No voice can hope to hum. The last of leaves fell from the trees and clung to a new love's breath. The branches bare like a banjo played. Two winds that listen best. I gazed down in the river's mirror and watched its winding strum. The water smooth ran like a hymn, and like a harp did hum. Lay down your weary tune, lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hold.
Ah, beauty there, a take on Bob Dylan's Lay Down Your Weary Tune from the Nod to Bob Volume 2 record, that's Story Hill. Before that, we heard something from their live record, Stages, a beautiful song called Better Angels, and off the top, just a wicked powerful song called Give Up the Ghost. Well, that'll stop you in your tracks. I got another one of those wicked powerful songs here for you. As a matter of fact, let's shuffle the deck here and start right out with it. This song, it breaks my heart every single time. I've listened to it easily 100 times. As an English teacher or language arts teacher, I've made many classes study this song because it's just such a perfect. It's got everything. It's got the metaphor and the similes and just everything's in there. It's just an incredible, incredible piece of work. And there's a new version of it for us on the new record from Anna Tivell. Here's my favorite Anna Tivell song. And that's, you know, I got a lot of favorite Anna Tivell songs. But if I had to choose one, I bet it would be this one, Alleyway, right here. Get your Kleenex.
Smoke against the window pane, just the semis breathing on the interstate, and a gray upon the graying of October. And hey, honey, it's been so long, I got so lost, so far down the tracks of an old abandoned roller coaster. See, the wheels fell off and the rails all rusted over. And I remember you that night in the noisy bar, in the yellow light, and the radiating heat between our shoulders. And I know good things never last, yeah, I know that night. And I let you lead me blind around the corner. But sometimes still at night I dream an empty bottle in the alleyway on a night so clear, a billion stars are born. And each one is a world, I guess, of dust and flame and wishes. Cast by lovers, hope and love will last till morning. And we tried a while to make it good. You hit the cans, I played the fool. You got some work, I got sick in the mornings. But you lost that job and we got kicked out. Hey babe, ain't nothing to cry about. And you said you'd send some cash from California. But sometimes still at night I dream an empty bottle in the alleyway on a night so clear, a billion stars are born. And each one is a world, I guess, of dust and flame and wishes cast by lovers. Hope and love will last till morning.
Of the leaves, I Down the road from a little ways out, I never had a fear and I never had a doubt. If I'd had a lick of sense, I'd have figured that out pretty fast. But I wasn't any smarter than the average kid. Somebody might have noticed, but I never did. I never saw the future fading right into the past. Talking to the wallpaper, wandering the halls, I burned a lot of bridges and I dropped a lot of balls. It's a wonder I can never go back to any place I've been. But I wouldn't get down on my knees on a bet. I'm near enough to Jesus as I ever want to get. Seeking salvation isn't part of my general plan. Save your prayers for yourself, raise my glass to your health. I don't mind if you don't look like me. I can share my bread and wine, I come from another time, and it don't matter all that much if it don't bleed, if it don't bleed. Now it's all I can do just to get out of bed. There's more in the mirror than there is up ahead. A smile and a nod like I heard what you said every time. Run another rack, pour another shot. You don't get it back, so give it all you got. While you still got a more or less functional body and mind. Save your prayers for yourself, raise my glass to your health. I don't mind if you don't look like me. I can share my bread and wine, I come from another time, and it my calls and opened my mail. I paid my taxes and I stayed out of jail. You stay in the game when you're too broke to fail, that's a fact. Talking to the wallpaper, sleeping in the halls. Bones get brittle, so you better not fall. You're slow to a crawl and time gets to ball in the jack. Run you right off the track. Save your prayers for yourself. I raise my glass to your health. I don't mind if you don't talk like me. I can share my bread and wine. I come from another time. And it don't matter all that much if it don't bleed. If it don't bleed. If it don't bleed.
Don't you wish that you could go back home? Trying to remember just where it was. Remember when you weren't alone. Remember you ain't alone. Every day another pointless job, and every night's another lonesome song. Trying to remember when your bed wasn't leather, you were the one singing along. Lord, where did we go wrong? Can't you see the stars falling? Have yourself another round until you can't hear the darkness calling. Good man in the making once, in the light of yesterday. I'm trying to remember just who he was, I'm trying like hell to recall his name. Yeah, it used to be my name too. Sky is coming down. Can't you see the stars falling? Have yourself another round until you can't hear the darkness calling. Until you can't hear the darkness calling.
Scott's out, and it seems to be as brilliant as I expected it to be. The brand new record, Depreciated, from John R. Miller. Absolutely stellar stuff. Can't wait to dive into that one a little bit more. We heard something new from James McMurtry. Oh my God, that sounds like it's like a leftover from Childish Things or something, like the classic James McMurtry sound. It's back. It just sounds great. Man, I gotta get me on that new record. If It Didn't Bleed, The Horses and the Hounds is the new record. Sounds like it's gonna be a killer. Susie Ungerleiter in there, another stellar song, Sweet Little Sparrow, co-written with Basil Donovan about his daughter Dahlia. And Susie said, Jim, I want this to sound like 60s era Rolling Stones, Let It Bleed. Is that the right? No, Ruby Tuesday. Ruby Tuesday. And I think he accomplished it. I think he did it. My name is Susie Ungerleiter. Coming out soon. That's going to be a great new record. And Anna Tivel. That one's new out. Reimaginings of some of her classic songs. That was Alleyway in there. Is it okay if I get a little weird, a little greasy, a little gritty for you at the end of the show? Nobody said no? Okay. I'll do it then. I know I've seen this band's name around a bunch, but I never really took the time to listen, and it turns out they're pretty weird, but pretty great. Check this out. It's brand new from a band called Ida May.
Aesthetic, apathetic, high and mighty Aphrodite. Another pre-Madonna playboy. Got your plan for a new toy. Pretty as a cupcake, cheap as a deep fake. Come on. Another waster in the redstone drops in. Another click, click, domino. Cause you can't push the product if you're looking like you made it. Ice melting on the frontier. Hear the jets clicking into gear. Pushed out of plastic, coffee and elastic. Come on. Another oyster in the rhinestone drops in. Another click, click, domino. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Lydia.
And I'm Laura.
And we're the Secret Sisters. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
I have a feeling this is one of those shows where if we were live in the studio, if that could ever happen again, somebody would phone and say, it was all going so well until the last set, and I would tell you why you're so wrong. This is when it's getting exciting. Secret Sisters there, believe it or not. No, it's not New Begonia. It's brand new from the Secret Sisters from their surprise EP Quicksand. And I have it on good authority that's a song by Fiona Apple or something. I don't know. It's pretty groovy if you ask me. Heavy Balloon. Couple from Ida May before that from the new album Click Click Domino. It's weird and it's different and I love it. It kind of reminds me, remember when Shovels and Rope was good? It's kind of like that, if you ask me. Like that's got that gritty excitingness. All right, we got to go. Tell the Band to Go Home is over. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com. Email me and tell me it was all going well. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Check out flywithyourshadow.com and listen to some good music. Stay cool. Don't overheat. Hope to see you out at a show. Be careful out there.